Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today, we're talking about the complacent prospect. Do you run into prospects that maybe tell you, hey, thanks, but I'm kind of happy with my current supplier? Well, during most training workshops, we eventually get onto the subject of prospecting and cold calling. Besides the fear of cold calling, one of the most common struggles I hear from salespeople is all about the complacent prospect. By complacent, I mean they are happy with their current supplier and don't want to make any changes. And it might sound something like, you know, I'm happy where I'm at, or I don't think I'm going to make any changes today. These comments from a prospect used to strike fear in my heart. It was like a dead end in the conversation. My thought process went something like this, and maybe you, when you run into this dead end situation, maybe they're the same thoughts you have. They go like this. Well, they heard my presentation. They must understand the value because I just told them how valuable my products are. They weighed their options and they don't want my products. Darn. Now what do I do? I thank them for their time. Maybe I give them my card, leave a sample, maybe a promo thing like a hat. And then I let them know to call me if they're ever interested or they change their mind. I'll check back in a month, maybe 6 months, or next year to see if anything has changed. And of course, they never call and nothing ever changes. Now, if that sounds familiar, do most of your prospect calls turn out this way? Are they, or at least at the beginning, the first couple of calls? Well, here's a thought process and a reaction to this apparent dead end in a sales conversation that might help you. First of all, realize every consumer is happy where they are buying their products to some extent. That's why they are buying from that supplier. They are making the best decision they can. In their minds, they are buying from their best option. Once you understand that concept, you will quit worrying about that terrible moment right after you get done with your presentation to a prospect and they say, you know, sounds good and all, but I think I'll stay with what I'm doing. I mean, unless you hit the nail right on the head and timed it perfectly, your customer is always happy doing what they're currently doing. Again, that's why they are doing it. If they weren't, they would change. They just don't understand that there might be other options. And our job as salespeople is to create the understanding with prospects that there is a better way. More importantly, we have to create that understanding without telling them they are currently doing it wrong. How, you might ask? Well, in short, ask better questions. Here's a logical scenario that happens. I can't tell you how many times, almost every time I'm out riding with a salesperson doing some coaching. It happened to me very many times. But here's kind of how the scenario goes. I saw the prospect's truck near the shop and decided to stop and make a cold call. After introductions, the producer said he had a few minutes if I wanted to tell him about my products. So I did. I highlighted the current product, which we had a great promotional price on. Then I asked if he was interested in getting in on this hot price we were offering. And he told me, of course, no, not today. I think I'm good where I'm at. But thanks. Hey, thanks for stopping out. My heart sank as I thought I did a good job of presenting on our products and explaining how valuable our products were. Plus, we had a great price. I mean, what was not to love and to take advantage of right then and there? Well, here's a little clue. FYI, that heart sinking feeling never really goes away. I mean, it's a negative reaction to our offer. And we, of course, want a positive response. Well, here's a method that might work for you. It's worked for me many, many times. Here's my response when they tell me they're happy. Oh, sure, I understand. Have you been with them for quite a while? I mean, or is it just something you switched to them recently? Now, if they answer yes, that they've been with them for a while, that's okay. I'm going to dig into that length of history. I want to know if that's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, or 40 years. If he answers no, then I'm going to dig into how long and then what made him switch from his previous supplier before this one. The next question I'm going to probably follow up with after he gets done explaining that is going to be something along the lines is, what is it about them that you like so much? I mean, it sounds like they really take care of you. And he answers, of course, with whatever answer he's going to give me. Here's the point. You need to really take notes on this section because that is what you're going to need to overcome or compete with. These answers are either real, and you now understand how this producer makes decisions on your product line. You now understand what they value. Or they are not real positives and are a smokescreen to get rid of you. Either way, you don't know. I mean, either way, you still need to sell those to those reasons because you don't know at this point. Summarizing and paraphrasing and using some closing style questions will help you sort through the reasons they buy from their current supplier. Hear them out. Keep asking about all the positives. Keep mentioning how great they must be to work with. Every time he brings up another positive, it won't take long, but eventually, I guarantee you, the producer will stop you and correct you. No company out there is perfect. If they've been with a company for a long time, there's going to be times when they weren't perfect. He will soon start telling you some of the bad things about his current supplier. Now let them vent on the imperfections of their current supplier. Let them tell you all those bad things. One of the most important steps at this point is to understand the impact of the good and the bad aspects of their current supplier. By impact, I mean, what is the value to them? Dollars, time, emotion, what is so important about those positives? Keep them talking about the good and the bad. The more they tell you about those issues, the better you can help them understand your company, your products, and how you can help them. Your best prospects, or maybe you call them future customers, are making the best choice they can. Don't stress out or lose hope when they tell you they are happy where they are. This is the start of a long-term relationship. It begins with understanding how they make decisions, how their farm operates, and why they do what they do or why they buy from who they buy from. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.